All right, Rick, we're here Friday morning at Simmons Plains, and there's been a lot going on this week, especially with Murph sitting out the weekend and David Russell coming in to replace him, but something might have slipped under the radar. It's your 300th race this weekend, as opposed to event. You're on 140 events, but 300 races, does that make you feel old?
Yeah, that's a lot of race starts, there's no doubt. I mean, to be honest, that's a figure that I don't tend to keep an eye on. I mean, like any driver, you want to get out there and qualify on the front of the grid, and you want to win races and get podiums. So those are the sorts of stats I look at a little bit more than how many I've done. I mean, a 300 is a great figure, and I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to be in the category for that amount of time. I just want to chase more wins like any driver. So hopefully I can build that statistic up a little bit more.
Maybe just a quick comment on this weekend too. You're the lap record holder here, and had a solid start to the year. You want to sort of jump from the bottom of the top 10 to the top of the top 10.
Yeah.
But the foundation for the season is there.
Yeah, it is. I really do want to get a bit of points base under my belt in the first couple of rounds. It's very important to set the tone of the year nice and early and jump up into the top three. We finished 2011 in sixth position, and we're in ninth after one round. So this event does present itself with a good opportunity for us to move a little bit further forward. But again, it's a tough place. I mean, last year the top 10 was, in Sunday's qualifying, was split by less than 0.2 seconds. So it's a tough one, and we need to really knuckle down and do a good job with not only the car setup, but be very precise as a driver, because every thousandth of a second means so much at this track.
Maybe just very quick comment on how you reckon Coity will go. Obviously, he's a guy that the team know well and get on with very well. So big challenge for him, though, to just jump straight in.
Yeah, it's exciting for us to have David Russell in a car this weekend, there's no doubt. But obviously it comes on a bit of a somber note with Murph injuring his back. So a little bit of mixed emotions there. But, I mean, Dave's a great guy. And, you know, although it's a tough thing to do for Murph to have to get operated on and step out of his car, again, after a tough weekend he started at Clipsal with, it's great to offer that opportunity to such a great guy and someone with a lot of potential and absolutely the right attitude. So we're quite excited about that and looking forward to seeing how he goes.